I've been having a word with a fingerprint expert. He's been picking up everyone's prints. Very unobtrusively, you understand. Teacups and so on. Anyway, that left-hand print on the stair knob is Mr. Wilde's.
And like his wife, he has a perfect alibi for the time of the murder.
But there's something else that's come up, sir.
What's that?
The deceased's dinner jacket, sir.
What about it?
Well, there's a good deal of liquid powder down the face of it. I understand that Mr. Rankin was rather keen on the ladies.
Any idea which particular lady?
We've had a bit of a go round the dressing tables of Mrs. Wilde, Miss Grant and Miss North. Mrs. Wilde seems to travel with an entire beauty parlour in tow, and Miss Grant's not too far behind her.
So, which of them was it?
Well, a combination of Mrs. Wilde's Milk of Gardenia and Miss Grant's, Chanel No. 5.
Well, evidently, Mr. Rankin got about a bit.
Yes, sir. And I understand from the undergardener that his youngest, Sissy, I think her name is, said she'd seen a man and a woman in the coppice on the day of the murder.
Any idea which particular man and woman?
No, sir, but the woman was getting rather worked up. And she was wearing a lovely red cap.
I think it's high time we found out whether the fair Rosamond has recovered from her attack of the vapours.
So, do I head the list of your suspects, Inspector?
I think you were ill-advised to mislead me this morning. Far better to tell me where you went after your bath last night. I cannot force you to answer, but I earnestly advise you to do so. Very well. Tell me whom you went walking with in the woods, wearing your red cap.
I can't tell you. I can't!
As you please. Perhaps, before I go, you will let me have a few details about yourself. How long had you known Mr. Rankin?
6 years.
Quite a long friendship.
I met him at Cambridge. I was a student at Newnham, and Charles seemed to know everybody. He was nearly 20 years older than I.
At Newnham? You must have been up with a cousin of mine, Christina Allen. She's a fully-fledged chemist now, and lives in an ultra-modern flat in Knightsbridge.
Yes. Yes, I remember her, I think.
Well, I won't trouble you any further today, Miss Grant. But be advised by me. Think it over. I shall come back to see you tomorrow. Make up your mind to tell me where you went immediately before Mr. Rankin was murdered.
I'll bear it in mind, Inspector.
Hello. Could I speak to Christina Allen, please? What? Oh, Christina, I didn't recognise you. You sounded so grand. Look, you can help me if you will. Drag your mind away from shattered atoms and bicarbonate of soda, cast it back 6 years, and tell me everything you can remember about a girl called Rosamond Grant, who was up at Newnham with you. Yes. Yes. She what? Oh, I think I'd like to know rather more about that.